This is Radio Venus on BCB 106.6 FM.
Celebrating International Women's Day, 24 hours of female broadcasting in a Bradford style.
BCB 106.6 FM.
Hello and welcome to Radio Venus, broadcasting on BCB Radio 106.6 FM. Today we are celebrating International Women's Day. The theme this year is Breaking the Bias, and I am your host, Dr. Lynn Green. Joining me today in studio is Tina Ella.
Hello.
And Angie C.
Hi.
I generally experience a little bit of hesitancy around celebrating International Women's Day, especially when the topic is generally so open to interpretation and that the agenda is generally pushed by the UN. And so I'm uncertain exactly what the theme of the year means in support of the agenda of equality, simply because I'm not a feminist and I do not support any particular ideology. I align myself with my God and I centre myself around the truth of his word. So what does this all mean when it comes to International Women's Day? The underpinning theme, as previously mentioned, is equality. So the notion of equality has to be grounded in something, some cultural values, ideals or beliefs. And what this means for people around the world differs. It differs from country to country, people to people. And so for me, equality is grounded in the fact that the Creator God made male and female equal to coexist together in harmony. However, the problems occur in how this is plays out in society, from the ruling class to the general population. From this new phenomenon that's known as influencers that operate on all levels of society, from YouTube to Twitter and in the music industry, I mean, what does equality mean? And problems also exist among how people individually define equality, which is dependent upon our situations, as well as among the different people groups. Nevertheless, inequality and unfair treatment of women has been a constant problem throughout history on a political, social, and economic levels, and needs to be corrected. The question I ask the audience, as well as my guests in the studio, just to consider is, what do you actually mean by equality? And do women really desire to be treated the same as men? Anyway, how do I celebrate International Women's Day? Three steps. Reflect. So as I've described, I reflect on my own ideas, what's going on for me as a person. And then I actually explore, what are the issues around women? What are their experiences? And then I look for inspiration. So I need to be inspired by other people's stories to make International Women's Day seem real and very valued for us as women. And it wasn't until I saw a picture on the television almost 2 weeks ago now of the war in Ukraine. There were a group of women that had fled their homes, staying in temporary accommodation. They were internally displaced people. But these women, they were weaving camouflages for their husbands, for their children, uncles and grandchildren that stayed behind to fight, and they were singing songs. And at the side of these women was a picture of a soldier, and it read, "Unbreakable." And the word "unbreakable," just, and seeing the women doing their part in the struggle, just highlighted to me, this is the word that describes the struggle of women throughout history, that we are, as a collective, unbreakable. In spite of our pain, our struggles, our difficulties, our sufferings, our tears, our joys, we arise day by day. We continue to take our stand in the moment that we live in, shaping history and influencing the future. Standing collectively as women, we are unbreakable. This is who we are in our struggle. In whatever our struggle is today, there is always someone else experiencing something similar. Yet we continue to rise. We continue to stand. This is our strength as women. So celebrating International Women's Day, for me, is celebrating the strength of women, the strength that we possess. Another thing as well was about the scene of the women weaving and singing also revealed a unity that can exist between men and women. As the women were protecting their children, their sons and their husbands and nephews and grandchildren by weaving and also escaping with their younger children, whilst the men were stood doing their part to defend their mothers, their wives, their partners, their children's future, identity, home and land. This is a harmonious symbol of unity, where men and women can coexist together, doing different things, but yet coexisting together. And yet still, there's also those women who have stayed behind, who have sent their children away to safety, whilst they stand side by side by the men to fight. Yes, women, we are different to men. We have an unbreakable strength as women as we struggle for our identity and position in society. Yet, is our struggle for equality have to be at the expense of trying to belittle men or push men out of a position? Or is it about to bring a union where men and women can coexist in harmony together? We are now going to listen to a piece of music called Unstoppable by Sia. And just the words in this lyrics, unstoppable. This is the strength of women. This is how we've been standing day by day. As women, unstoppable. For the day, we are unstoppable. In this moment, we are unstoppable.
Takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah.
Unstoppable today, unstoppable today, unstoppable.
We've been listening to Unstoppable by Sia. So now we'll just move into the discussion. Angie, why is it so important to you to celebrate International Women's Day?
Well, because I became a had my consciousness raised, became a feminist like in the 80s or something, and that's when I got to sort of like with International Women's Day. So it's important because I think that's the day where there's hope in the air, where you're actually going to believe that there's going to be some change, right? Yeah, like he says, I know we've mentioned we want equality and everything, but to me, I'm normally just, I get dressed knowing that I'm going to have the whole day to myself, even if it's not, even if I've got children, a whole day to myself. So I'll put on a bit of makeup because, yeah, I'm going to wear makeup, just a little bit, nothing too much, and then sort of like dress a little bit nice and come out, smile at everybody, wish them happy International Women's Day, because that's the bit that I like. So it's kind of like I treat it like a celebration, you know? And yes, I know there's things that we want. We want equality. We want an end to oppression. We want to enter patriarchy, don't we? So, but for me, that's why it's important. It's just that atmosphere where all, you know, International Women's Day, where everybody is sort of like thinking International Women's Day. There's energy, new energy in that. And there's also the possibility of like, you know, change. Change is possible.
Okay, thank you for that, Angie. Let's hear from Tina. Tinarella.
Hello. If you go on Google, it will say it's recognising the cultural, political and socio-economic achievements of women worldwide. That's a mouthful, but really what it means is it's a day centred on the achievements of women. And it's not just your individual, it's worldwide. So today is the first day my eyes are open where quite a few women have said to me, happy International Women's Day. So I think there's been like not just my awakening, but other women's awakening this year. So I'm really happy with that.
That's great. It's really important that the consciousness of women are being raised and that it is nice to celebrate International Women's Day and that it takes on a new meaning as well. Angie, so is the celebration of International Women's Day a good or a bad thing?
Well, I think it's a good thing. Because it's also signifying that that we're fighting, you know, or it's unfortunate that we're fighting against something. We're fighting for a system where we can live our own selves and also, you know, keeping in touch. What we don't want is, how do I actually think about that? I mean, it is a good thing because it remembers, because we're all working towards the same thing, you know. We're working towards change, which is what it is, you know, yes, this is what we've done in the past and all of that, and we keep working in the past. So it's not to stop. We have to keep on going forward, you know. So I think it's a good thing because change has got to be a good thing. I mean, I know some change isn't, but, you know, change has got to be a good thing. So for me, it's a good thing.
Okay, yeah, and you mentioned something really important there. It's about that change and moving forward. And as women, this is what we've been doing, is moving forward. We've been having to evolve, adapt to different circumstances and different pressures, but we keep moving forward. Let's hear from Tinarella.
I think it's a good thing as long as you keep going forward. Keep. If your eyes are always backwards, you can't see the future. You have to be reviewing, you have to be claiming, and you have to keep going. If you only look at one area, it then becomes quite narrow-minded. So as long as we are innovative with our inspiring of women, innovative with looking worldwide at the issues and supporting women who are not just in your community or in your area or from your country, that you really do cast your net further afield so that you can help other women. So, yes.
That was beautiful, Tina, Tinarella. And so now we're going to listen to Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves by the Eurythmics.
Yeah. Γεια σας. Ακούτε τον κοινοτικό ραδιοφωνικό σταθμό του Bradford στα 96,7 FM. Καλώς ήρθατε στη γιορτή της Διεθνής ημέρας της Γυναίκας.
So now let's move on to the theme of International Women's Day, breaking the bias. We'll go to Tinarella. What does it mean, break the bias?
Breaking the bias is a change in something that is not working for one community. So if we looked at the definition, we would say that it's a preference to one group. The group that the preference is towards the male, masculine or man. This preference, it then breeds privilege, which the oppressed group or the group that's not advantaged, they're the ones that are suffering. And in this group, we're talking about women, young girls, females, and we are talking about that in this arena. So don't be offended if you're not included in this group, because we're only talking about that group here now today. Is there anything else you want me to add to that?
That was a really good definition that you gave there, Tina. Can you just repeat that again, please?
So if you have a bias, you have a preference over a group, and you wield this power and you try to keep yourself in that position. So you favour someone, and when you're favouring someone, you discriminate, you have prejudice, and you sway things so that the group that is able to impose themselves on someone, they're the group that keeps that position. So they want what we call a status quo. They want it to stay in the same way so that they are always privileged. And this is what women have suffered and women have endured. And the pushback is to break that ideology, break that way of thinking, break the systems that have been put in place from generation to generation, and mindsets to keep people in that vein. So that's what is broken. I'm quite certain we're going to speak about how that's broken, but that's where we are at the moment. It's a kickback to break that way of life.
Thank you for that, Tinarella. And it's really important that we actually understand what does it mean to break the bias. And you've explained that beautifully. This is what it means. Let's hear from Angie C. What does it mean, Angie C, to break the bias?
Oh, yes. I've been thinking about that. I mean, when I first heard break the bias, and I thought, oh, again, right, with gritted teeth. But no, it's not like that. I mean, like I said, this is a time where we feel that we can change things. So breaking the bias then is actually trying to sort of like bring out that change. We want that change. I mean, what we're up against is patriarchy and, you know, and capitalism, how it's all used up, and, you know, and it acts, I mean, oppressing us all, you know, really and truly. And it tries to then, with this breaking of bias, if we break it, then we won't be apart from each other. We're all going to be sort of like, because we're all working against towards the same thing, which is to get the system to change.
Okay, can I just interrupt there, Angie, because you're moving nicely into the second question, so I'll let me ask the question then. How do we do that, and what needs to happen to break the bias?
Well, we have to remember the achievements that we've made as women and the advances that we've made. So then to keep going forward, which is what we've mentioned already before, that we need to keep moving forward. So one of the things then is get back in touch with each other, because we'll find out that we're all wanting the same thing, which is a better conditions, better life, better state of mind for everybody. You know, and that way nobody's going to get left behind on that. If we break the bias then so that means then I may well then be able to move into that job with a full heart, or knowing that I've got the qualifications and my mind's not dragged down thinking that I can't do the job, because that's the other bias that you've got, is where you're thinking that you can't. But we've had plenty of years where we've been told we can't do this, we can't do that, or we shouldn't do that because, you know, at the expense of all of that, or it's all running out, you know. It's not like that, really. So with this bias then, you know, we name what it is that we're working towards, we name it.
Yeah, and that's really important that we name it. That means that we're certain of what it is that we're working towards. Let's hear from Tinarella.
Yeah, when you was thinking, I said, I want to speak about this. Types of bias. you've got unconscious bias, you've got conscious bias and implicit bias. So unconscious is like how you think. Conscious is like you know that you're thinking that. And implicit is like people have put something in place so that it will always turn out like that. So for instance, when I was doing my exams, I wrote down my name, I wrote down my ID, and they would turn over the page that they would never know what your name was. They wouldn't know your name, and they wouldn't know that you were female. And this is things that needs to continue to be practiced, so that if someone would consciously say, oh, Tinarella, oh, she must be from the ghetto, she must be poor, she must be, you know, whatever stereotype would come into mind, they can't do that. They've just got to tick the box. And that's been put in place. So it's things like that, that even if you couldn't stop someone from thinking like that, there's a system in place that forces them to think in a way that is unbiased. So you put things in place. And to challenge things like a beauty bias. Not every woman's got to look a certain way. Ageism, you know, thinking about women in a particular way when they reach a certain age, you can challenge it. So if you change, like you said, Angie, changing the conscious so that the subconscious is reacted to think in a way that is productive and unbiased. And this is going to be a constant challenge, and must acknowledge that this is a constant challenge.
Yeah, and that goes back into what I was explaining at the beginning of my introduction, the reflecting part. So it's reflecting on what's going on them three different levels that you've explained, and then you're able to do something about it. But we need to just stop and do that reflection and question what's going on for us. We're now going to listen to Heels by Billy No Mates.
I did not come dressed as you, you did not come dressed as me. Didn't anybody tell you we're in a state of emergency? I have nothing really left to say, I have no duty to be all smiles and nice. I do not do heels. You have come to me at a bad time.
We've been listening to Heels by Billy No Mates. Now, question. This is a big question, a hot topic, thinking about equality. What do you think about the portrayal of women in the music industry? And I'll go to Tinarella.
I think it really depends what music you're listening to. Because if you're listening to music that's still a bit, well, I'm not going to even say it a bit. If it's misogynistic, misogynistic people will be listening to it and promoting it. Rap music and R&B and black music is often accused of being like that. But then you've got people like, for soundtracks, for movies and stuff, you know, it's got to reflect modern day. And you've got people like, young ladies like Billie Eilish who were irreverent and new. Mm. So it just depends what you're listening to. Mostly, I would say, women are still being sexualized, but being sexualized by other women as well. So, if you see people like Lizzo, she's embracing her body. So I think there is like a seesaw of, it just depends what level of maturity you're approaching music. But I still think that certain music must not be listened by young minds unsupervised, because there's still a lot of things that need to be explained. You can't get away from that. So all in all, I would say we have moved along a great deal, but it depends what kind of music you are listening to.
Okay, thank you for that, Tina. And I like the point that it depends on what kind of music that you're listening to. And this is a big thing, because there's so many women that are pushing women's rights, the women's agenda, women's equality. And then I kind of just stop and think, well, what kind of music are these women listening to as well? And what does this music actually promote? Angie, let's hear from you.
Oh, right. I was going to be dreading this question, because half of me is thinking that's the system that we're under, which allows for all those things. With the, it's either got to be this or that, and you're all seesawing. But we're talking women, you know, women having to work, having to make money. That's the other thing. And it's the system that we're under that needs to change, which allows for all those things, as you say. Yeah, some of those lyrics does need sorting out, but I think that's because of my age as well, that I think, I can't be listening to this, so I actively don't listen to it. So I don't see those images then, and I think, well, I've switched off. But as you say, for your young mind, a young mind might not necessarily want to do that, and I'm against the influence that it does have on others, where instead of we having to sort of like fight for our own self-esteem, our right to be. You know, and I think that bit of music here is all right. But music is music, you know, because music can soothe your heart. But yes, maybe put some joyful lyrics in there for a start, you know, and make it move towards that change that we want.
OK, yeah, and that's really good points that you made there, Angie. And music, it does move our hearts. Yeah, however, there is a portrayal of women who seem to, like, present themselves as like a sex goddesses in these music industry and on these videos. And I was also like thinking of, there was the Pussycat Doll song, "Don't You Wish Your Baby Was Hot Like Me." Yeah. Is that the lyrics?
Yeah, girlfriend was hot like me.
Yeah, and mentioning about self-esteem there, I mean, so there's some women and girls who are trying to develop their self-esteem and their identity. And then we have these portrayal of women as sex goddesses. I don't know if you want to come in on this. Cinderella?
Do you remember that big song last year? I'm going to use the acronym, which was WAP, and I can't say what it means. But the thing is, though, right, when you listen to this music, you're not just having, like, listening to their music, you're taking in the whole merchandise. There's the music, social media. I love Cardi B. If you see her outside of that big brash character, if you've been following her for a few years, I love Cardi B. But I was shocked by that song, and I heard some grandmas trying to sing it and trying to be all hip, and, you know, I was like, huh? When you saw the lyrics, and if you're into poetry like me, I was blushing like I was reading some of them, you know, like when I first read them scriptures in Bible that I didn't expect to be in there. I was like, huh? I was not expecting that. So the WAP, I'm so glad she put an acronym for it. But she's beautiful, she's talented, she's a mother, and she has won one of the biggest cases in America. She actualized people to vote. She spoke with Joe Biden. She's an amazing woman. Well, what are you singing about, though, girl? It can be contradictory. It's the ownership of your sexuality, but at the same time, it is not for children's listening. And she says, I am not a role model, but I'm afraid you are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As soon as we like you, we're listening to you, and you have influence. And I think that's the thing. As she's a young woman as well. I think she's under 30, so she's done a lot. So you have to remember she's a young woman, and that's what she thinks is. And that's not just her. That's what her audience wants. You know, she's very likable, and that's what makes it very shocking. So yeah.
And so sometimes it seems like that the women trying to push forward the women inequality, it's like we're pushing against this tide. Because on one hand, we want people to see us more than just a sex symbol or being attractive, that we do have intelligence, we do have skills to offer, we do have a place, and that we have women who, this is how they want to portray women. And sometimes you mentioned influences, how the younger people want to dress and act the same as well. And perhaps they don't even see that behind the woman in the video is a business mind. So they can miss that element as well. Angie, anything to say?
Well, I don't know. While we was talking, I was just thinking that, you know, when you're thinking about this, that the sex goddess image or something, in my mind, I was thinking that's just putting on something that you like to wear and you feel nice in. But obviously it's not. I mean, not for, you know, if I was dressing up looking nice, there isn't much skin that I would actually show off because there's a certain age group. And fair enough. But like I said, it's the system that we're under which allows for all of this. And because there is this going on, that's, you know, it doesn't mean that we're still not fighting for towards that change. That's part of the capitalist system that we're under, you know, where the scantily clad, the lyrics where you wouldn't want your youngest child to listen to and those kind of things, you know, because of the effect that it would likely have on them. And some of it is against people. Sometimes they might want to stir up that misogyny that you said, you know, which is like, oh, come on now, you know, it's time for a new song.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, going back a few generations, there were Madonna and the erotica whole thing that was going on, and that was very much, well, this is what we're promoting. And so, and it's not so much about the age group. I mean, because even when you're adults and this is what you're listening to, and yet still, what does equality then mean? What is it that you're actually pushing towards? What is it that you want to change when you're supporting, we talk about the system, or you're supporting the so-called system or the ideals of the system? How does that work? It's quite difficult. But and then we can see, though, that there is two forces, that there is the women pushing, and then there's also that pushing against the tide. And it's about self-definition and how do we want to determine ourselves as women? Because what we're talking about now is affecting the women in the Western world. Women in Ecuador, this isn't their issue. This isn't their issue.
Yeah. I think if you look at people like Janelle Monáe, she wore black and white, and she actively on Twitter said, I'm not here for your sexual entertainment. I'm not here. And she didn't mention her sexuality till years after. She wanted to be known for herself. She wore hats. She had funky hairdos and Alicia Keys. I'm not wearing makeup no more. So it's really like pushing against it. Like all these writers who have been writing lyrics, a lot of them are women. So I can't remember the young lady's name. She said, oh, I've written for Beyonce, Prince, Michael Jackson. She's just a young lady, and you say, oh, wow, you've written all these things on the quiet, and you've been writing for men, you've been writing for women, young ladies. So you've been doing that. So the sexual nature of women, sometimes that's pushed forward, but then you've got other women who are breaking those stereotypes and breaking those barriers so that other artists can come through and fill a different space. We've filled that space. Other spaces are now being filled. So in one sense, we are looking at the sexualization of women, but we're also looking at women helping that to be broken so that it's not like that anymore.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you. We're now going to listen to a song called Masterpiece, Mona Lisa, by Jasmine Sullivan. And this is who we are, women. We are masterpieces. We might not look like, feel that we are. We might not feel that we look like it, but it's a fact. We are masterpieces.
Sun shines on all of my glory. My flaws don't look so bad at all. What was I so afraid of? Every part of me is a vision of a portrait of Mona, Mona Lisa. Every part of me is beautiful, and I finally see I'm a work of art. Masterpiece. Who is this I tried so long to find? Filling my head with lies that I'm not good enough. Then I heard something in my ear tell me I'm perfect. Now that I know the truth, time to show and prove. Every part of me is a vision of a portrait of Mona, Mona Lisa. Every part of me is beautiful, and I finally see I'm a work of art, a masterpiece.
We've been listening to Masterpiece Mona Lisa by Jasmine Sullivan. Now, this is a time for inspiration. It's our inspirational time here in the studio. So I'm going to ask Angie C, just share something inspirational for our listeners.
Okay. Well, for that, I have chosen Phenomenal Woman by Maya Angelou. I mean, that was a really tricky choice, but I like this one. And yeah, I like this one. If I read it, then I can tell you why I like it. Oh, right then. Pretty women wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model's eyes. But when I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I am a woman, phenomenally, phenomenally woman. That's me. I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and to a man the fellows stand or fall down on their knees. When they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees, I say it's the fire in my eyes and the flash of my teeth and the swing of my waist and the joy in my feet. I am a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman, that's me. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they still can't see. I say it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breasts, the brace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman, that's me. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say it's the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palm of my hand. I need the need of my care because I am a woman, phenomenal woman, that's me. Yeah, and you know why I like that? It's because she says, you know, the span of my hips and the stride of my step. And I just absolutely love it, you know, and that you can just walk around how you like, how you are, and still be phenomenal. That's why I like this poem.
Thank you, Angie. Tinarella?
Speaking about inspiring women, I was going to choose a poet. I was going to choose an author or a piece of music. And then I just said, you know what it is? You've got to choose the grandmas. You do. My grandmothers came over here. They had children. They left children behind in Jamaica and they came over. They were always inspiring to me because my grandma Frances, I didn't know their first names until years later. I just thought that's what they were born. They were born Grandma Frances and Grandma Rowe. They were phenomenal women. Grandma Frances was a pastor's wife. And Grandma Rowe, they were like best friends. And they lived across the road from each other. So what they would do is they'd do lots of things in church. They would be cooking, bringing up children. And I have this image of them polishing the hall with this red polish, and they'd be laughing and singing, and that is that abiding memory I have of them, just that joy. And then they'd be telling us off, and you know, my particular Grandma Frances, she was very much on manners. Now, if someone doesn't have manners now, I know it's been instilled in me, and I can't understand why they don't have their manners. I know why they don't have them, because they didn't have my grandmother. They didn't. So I always remember my grandma used to say, poorness is not an excuse for slackness. And it's always stayed with me, like, no matter what position I was in, no matter how tight money was, I always remember my grandmother used to feed like 5+ children. I think I've got like 8 aunties and uncles together. They fed them, they clothed them, they educated them, they sent them to school, they sent them, you know, they were phenomenal women. So thank you, Grandma and Grandma. May you rest in peace in heaven. And remember that I am your legacy, and I'm going to be carrying on your legacy and try to be half as phenomenal as you. So there you are.
Thank you for that, Tinarella. I'd just like to mention the unknown women in society. You know who you are. Your name might not be on social media or broadcasted all over the TV, but you know who you are. You're the women who are caring for loved ones who have dementia. You're the women who are looking after those people with disabilities, your loved ones, whether it's physical, emotional disabilities, psychological disabilities. I'm also speaking to you women who are so beaten down, but yet you continue to get up and experience another day. You are inspirational. Every day you stand, in that moment you make a stand, you are inspirational. You inspire so many conversations, so many political discussions. There's so many support groups and help groups there to listen. Why? Because you inspire. You're inspiring them discussions. You're inspiring people to come together. And so no matter what the difficulty, for the day you continue to stand, doesn't matter what emotions you might experience in that day, but just for that day, you rise up and you stand. That is an inspiration, and that is the strength that we women have. And it's just amazing. And I love the word phenomenon. We did a show last year about phenomenal women. So now I'd just like to move on to our next song, Rise Up by Andra Day. Because this is what we do, women. We rise up in that moment of the day, of today.
Move mountains, we gon' walk it out and move mountains, and I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day, I'll rise up, I'll rise unafraid, I'll rise up, and I'll do it 1,000 times again, and I'll I'll rise up in spite.
and the silence isn't quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe, and I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move, I won't dance, bring it to its feet. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise up, I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up, and I'll do it a thousand times again. With you, with you, with you, with you. And for that we have each other. I will rise a thousand times again, and we'll rise up. I like the waves. We'll rise up in spite of the ache. We'll rise up, and we'll do it a thousand times again.
We've been listening to Rise Up by Andrew Day. Now then, hope for the future. Tinarella, where do we go from here as women in our struggle against inequality, in our struggle for identity as women?
I remember when I used to do races and I would kneel down and I would have one knee up and one knee down, and you position yourself and... I would look up and I would look into the distance. I wouldn't look at anybody else. There are times when you look at anybody else, but when you're running a race, you get your mind set firm, you get it right. You look, you're at the start line, and then you go. You have trained and you are ready. Embrace yourself. Be ready for the middle part of the race where you might feel like you're tired, and then there's the last part of the race where you're sprinting. You might finish one race and then you start another. Embrace yourself. Embrace your own emotions. Allow yourself to feel in the moment and then keep going. Keep pushing. Keep pressing. There is always room for improvement. Allow yourself to grow. And then also at the same time, help others who are running the race that you've already raced, so that they too can be successful and stand on the podium with you. So that's what I would say.
Thank you, Tina. Thank you, Tinarella. And you see?
Oh, definitely keep pushing forward, pushing forward. And that's the whole thing. Maintain, keep your hope alive. That's the thing. That's where we come right from now. Just keep that hope alive and just believe that this change is going to come. I mean, I know we keep saying that, but it will. And we're inching forward. You know, the thing is just keep pressing forward. You know, yes, we might have a bit of a setback, but no, just keep forward. Just keep going forward. And like I said, see where you've got to go and then work towards that. And yes, if you can help and assist, yeah, because you don't want to sort of like just run off by yourself, and when you get there, there's nobody there. So you've got to bring them with you. If you can manage it, Brigham, yeah. You know?
Okay, thank you for that. And you see, so women, we are amazing. Together, we are unbreakable. Yes, we need to stand against inequality. We need to break the bias. Yet there is also a place in this universe where both men and women can coexist together in harmony. Perhaps we just need to stop and think about, what does equality mean to me and what needs to change? How can it play out in the society that we live? Sometimes we do need to stop to reflect and then explore the struggles that other women are experiencing and then look for inspiration, for that inspiration to get us through this moment, to get us through this day and to inspire other people around us. Because women, we are history makers and we are future shapers. In the day we live today, we are unbreakable. So now, as we bring this programme to a close, we're going to listen to Believe For It by C.C. Winans. And this is a beautiful song because it's saying the mountains that seem like they will not fall down, they will come down. We just need to believe for it. And this is the struggle of women, and this is why we've been pushing forward, because we believe for change. Where things seem unbreakable, whatever the situations, we need to believe that it will break. We need to believe for it. So now let's listen to the words, the lyrics of C.C. Winans, Believe For It.
Chains will never break, but they don't know you like we do.
This is Radio Venus on BCB 106.6 FM.
Celebrating International Women's Day, 24 hours of female broadcasting in a Bradford style.
BCB 106.6 FM.